She was jumping and praising and screaming. She said, Thurman, look, look. She said, I've been in church all my life. I've never seen nothing like this. Said, look, Philip does not have a wart on his body. Nowhere. Every one of them are gone. She said, look, the only thing left is those two big scars on the back of his right hand. I said, Mama, don't stop believing God. Continue to worship Him and praise Him. And I guarantee you next week when you come in, Philip won't have any scars. Next Sunday morning when she walked in, she said, Thurman, look, Philip Anthony Wren had no warts and no scars. He was completely delivered. I think our God deserves a hand for something like that. Praise the Lord. I guarantee you, He is an awesome, mighty God. But that step put me into a new realm of faith. I saw God do something I guaranteed He said He would do. And when I had learned, He said, whenever you ask me for anything, you must ask me in faith, nothing wavering. He said, if you waver in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, He said, if you don't believe I can do what I said I can do in this book, He said, you're double-minded and you're unstable, and let not that person think they will receive anything from me. I've come to realize that's why I used to didn't get any prayers answered. Because if I prayed, I'd say, oh God, if it be your will. He said, I'm not a if it be my will God. He said, I'm a faith God. He said, you come to me and ask me for something in this book after what I've given you and the promises I've made you in here. You come to me and you ask me what you want according to this book after you walked holy with your sins confessed, and then I will do it for you. No questions asked. You just do what I tell you to do. So I started praying like that for people. As I began to see the Lord do these mighty, wonderful things, 5 years ago, I stepped out into a new realm. You don't see many Southern Baptist deacons start a healing school. But I started a healing school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I might have 15, 20 people there on a Saturday. I started one the second Saturday of every month. I had seen by this time so many hundreds of people healed. I had went to people's homes one-on-one. I'd go out and talk to people. I don't know how they heard about me. I guess word of mouth. That's the whole thing I know. Or God moved on their heart. And it was unfortunate. Most of them I didn't know. But somebody had called and said, Thurman, I'm so-and-so. We heard that you teach people how to be healed. Would you come to our home? I've got a son that's sick or a wife that's sick or whatever. And I said, sure. So I started going. And for many years, I went one-on-one. I taught one person at a time. And I saw God do awesome miracles in the realms of healing. One day I thought, Lord, I'm cutting all these people short. I need to get in there and start a healing school. People need to know what you've taught me. And so I didn't advertise. I just said, Lord, I'm going to start a healing school. I said, I'll ask you to bring whoever you want to. And so started out 10, 15 people. And then it got up to where it's 20, 30, 40, 50. And even up now, then some of my healing schools, I have 100 there. But that's a big healing school for me, 100 people on a Saturday. I now go, this last year, I started one on the second Saturday of the month and one on the fourth Saturday of the month. I have people come from all over the world to my healing school. That's amazing. I've had people come from London, from Connecticut, from California, from Florida, all over the United States, but I never have a very big crowd, 50 to 100. But God does awesome things in the realms of healing. This last December the 26th, I just come off of a two-week fast. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I am fed up with playing church. I want to see you do something mighty. I said, I want you to increase my healing school. I want you to teach the body of Christ. I want you to show them what you've showed me. I want you to do great and mighty things. I said, Lord, in the church, we have so many people that are sick and afflicted, and we should not be there with these promises that you've showed me. I said, I want to see you do great and mighty things. The very next morning, the Lord changed me from one radio station to six. And then I was teaching in my church. By this time, I'd started my own ministry. I had a Sunday service every Sunday. I went from a Sunday service to two Bible teachings a week, Tuesday night, Thursday night, schedule them from 7 till 9. I try to teach 2 hours on a Tuesday night and a Thursday night. And we usually start pretty close on 7, and sometimes we get through at 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30. And when the last person goes home after the last question, the latest I've ever been there is 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what happens as people get healed and delivered. I've learned that people are hungry for God's Word. God's given me some great and awesome revelation, which I am so grateful for. And to see Him do all these wonderful things. And there's several people here today that I've already met that have come from one of my healing schools that have been healed. There is several of those. But anyway, as I started doing this, I'm going to tell you that the greatest test that I ever encountered happened to me 2.5 years ago. This is my ultimate test of faith. God put me to the test in the most awesome way to bring me so that I could stand before you today and tell you and share with you His great and awesome power. But it was absolutely my greatest test of faith. On October the 13th, 2001, I had been married to one woman for 41 and a half years. One family, one son, one daughter. And we had a blessed life. My wife had never spent a minute in the hospital. She was 60 years old. I had only been in the hospital one time. We have had a blessed life. The Lord has really blessed us because we've been obedient to serving. We go to church, we tithe, we trained our children how to walk with God. We had no problems in our home, no problem with our children. They were wonderful children.